Hello, my name is Mateen Strikes First. I come from the Ojibwe and Dakota Nations in North Dakota, and I'm a water protector.
Why are you here in East Boulder County today?
I'm here to help create art with some of my relatives from Ojibwe country in order to flood the movement with art. I believe art really just helps people visualize, you know, what is really happening here. What are the dangers of big oil and gas and fracking? But more importantly, how do we carry ourselves? How do we conduct ourselves in stopping something like that?
What are the connections between what's happening at Standing Rock and here in East Boulder County when it comes to oil and gas extraction, the pipelines, and overall fossil fuel industry?
I'd say the biggest relationship would be the risk that is shared there. You have a pipeline that has no way of detecting if it's leaking or not. And it's the same thing with fracking. You put a pole down into the earth and you kind of fracture everything around it in order to extract these, resources. And we don't think about, you know, does that go into the water? Does that, you know, come up when you take that tube out? And does that pollute the land? And absolutely it does.
Angela Bibbins, Imanchiapi, Damakota. Hi, my relatives. My name's Angela Bibbins, and I'm Dakota. I'm the attorney and owner of Red Owl Law out of Denver, Colorado. And I was the attorney that supported and coordinated the legal services for the water protectors at Standing Rock for 6 months. And when I returned, I was contacted by Cliff to help with the fight against fracking in East Boulder County. So that's why I'm out here today.
Tell us what this weekend has been all about.
This weekend has been about bringing the message of art and community and resistance to East Boulder County. We have Indigenous and non-Indigenous participants in the art build this weekend. It's been a way to bring community together and raise the profile of what is going on here in Colorado, where the extraction in Erie and the proposed extraction through fracking wells in Lafayette is making these communities frontline communities. This fight has been going on for over 5 years and has really reached a pinnacle where the government and the citizens are basically at a standstill, that every aspect of what they've been trying to do to resist through the proper channels, the state permitting process, the county commissioners, the local town, the mayoral and the city council process has broken down. There is a moratorium for 6 months in Lafayette. There was just an election a couple of weeks ago, so we're really not sure how that's all going to actually play out over the weeks to come.
What lessons can be learned from Standing Rock and the water protectors and the movement there? What lessons could then be applied to what's happening here in Colorado?
I think that one of the biggest lessons that we all need to evaluate is how we do unity in our frontline communities. That, this is not a fight that is only Indigenous. This is not a fight that is only, a non-Indigenous community. That, you know, we are here in Colorado on Cheyenne Arapaho land. This is historically everywhere you walk in Turtle Island in North America is Indigenous land. And so this is a fight for all the water and the natural resources that we all depend on for our very existence. So there needs to be unity in this fight. There needs to be solidarity in our resistance.
My name is Bon Mijic, and I'm from Serpent River First Nation.
What have you been doing this weekend here in East Boulder County?
This weekend we've been doing some community building, trying to get the message out that we have to have another way in terms of how we're looking after the environment. And so this is really a message, you know, to government and to industry that fracking is just no longer acceptable.
This has been a very art-focused weekend. How can art get messages across, and particularly this message around protecting the environment and stopping the extraction of fossil fuels? How can art convey all of that?
Well, I think art has it always has the final say. You know, so you can argue with the image all you want, you can even debate with it, but at the end of the day, you know, the critics, they're going to have to go to sleep and their voices will be silenced, but the art will still be there.
There's some wonderful imagery that have been created. I've seen ones with, you know, a raised fist, which has typically been a symbol of resistance, but there are many other ones involving water and other things. Tell us about some of the symbols that have been used.
Well, a lot of the symbols represent, you know, Mother Earth and the sacredness that our ecosystems carry for us. And so I think a lot of the symbols themselves are really just a reflection of the beauty and, of course, the great medicine that the land holds.
And what ultimately do you hope will come out of this weekend? And what do you hope to leave all of these folks here in Boulder County with?
A revolution. I mean, I think everybody wants a revolution. Because right now we just had 14,000 of the world scientists come together in unity and say that, you know, we're heading for an absolute ecological collapse. And so this is serious stuff. And so, you know, I think when I think about my daughter and her life, she's only 4 years old. What's life going to be like in 40 years? You know, so we have a lot of work to do. And so our hopes is to inspire people to rise up and to, you know, make the changes necessary in their lives, but also to inspire others to make the change. And, you know, but also to find the strength in people and to look past the differences and, you know, unite for a better world.